Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O W W E, looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how. We gon' break it down. We gon' break it down.
Oh man, hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written. And you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me. And he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, a.k.a. Dicko. A.k.a. Dicko. 3 times. And I make sure I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are Kitchigo Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are Kitchigo Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, TAZ, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is live on Blog Talk Radio, first show of 2020. Yeah, I ain't used to it. I had a long vacation. First show of 2020. Tonight, we have Canadian-born triple threat international artist Monique Spence, a.k.a. Mo Spence, will make anyone addicted to her music. The singer, songwriter, and producer taught herself to do all three from the time she was 11 years old. What's up, Monique?
Hey, what's
bitch,
up?
What's up?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear from you. I mean, you know. You know,
I know it's been a while.
And all, you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I remember the last time we spoke. Oh my goodness, I was sick in my bed. Remember, I was suffering
really?
With an illness that we had no idea what was going on with me. But you know, by the grace of God, I'm back. I'm out of the bed,
well,
traveling the world, singing it, and doing well.
Well, you know what? I'm so proud of you because, you know, we've known each other online for
yes.
a hot minute, for at least
yes.
almost 2 decades.
Yes, a long
not
time.
Not about age, almost 20 decades. See, like, you know, I've been knowing you when it was black and white internet.
For real. It's been a long time.
So tell the people exactly what you do. If nobody's never heard of you, and I gave the introduction, tell the people exactly what you do, Mo Spence.
Sure, you said it so well. I'm singer, songwriter, producer from Toronto, Canada. Produced some tracks for some artists out here. Done some tracks for some international artists as well in Jamaica. Loving the singing thing. And my goal now, though, is to, you know, keep singing, but to start songwriting for established artists.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
That'll
make them say your first name, Mo Money, Mo Money, Mo Money.
That's right. Exactly.
So I wanted to ask you, because I have seen you with the different pictures, the different promotions for everything that
yes.
you do, which is really good. And I'm every time I see him, I'm smiling because I knew you when, you know what I'm saying? And
yes.
Did you get the notoriety around, because you're from Ontario, am I correct?
That's right, yes.
Do you get the notoriety
yeah,
now that people really notice you when you're out and about, or do they notice you or know that they
yeah.
know of you when you're performing?
Yeah, it's very strange because sometimes I'll be walking, and it's especially like little ones, like the kids. They'll walk and they'll be like, Sheila, who is she? She's so familiar. Who is, you know, like I always get I get the stares a lot. I do get a lot of stares when I go on the road.
Right.
People stare at me a lot. So it's kind
right,
of strange.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like you're easy on the eyes, so people will stare. You know what I'm saying? Do you do any modeling?
You.
Do you do any modeling?
Pardon?
Do you do any modeling?
I've been asked that many times, but I never really thought of modeling. Lately, though, because I have sponsors now that they sponsor my hair and my outfits, and so we're doing many photo shoots, and I guess I'm a model now. I've been modeling
yeah, because
their hair
I wrote
and clothes.
Because I wanted to make sure I was right, because I wrote that in a little subtext on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm like, wait a minute. I know she do. It looks like she's doing some modeling. Just put it down.
Yeah, you know,
no.
I really should. Especially now I'm, like, working out, you know, trying to get healthy and, you know, back in the gym and get those abs back.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what made you interested in doing music? I mean, of course, there's a love there, of course. But actually,
yeah.
what made you decide, you know, this is what I really want to do?
Definitely from my parents, because my mom, she used to write poems. She was such a good poet. And my dad, he was a DJ. He's from Jamaica, right? So he would play all these records in our basement, and because he had a big,
right.
huge stereo system. and we would have parties. So he would DJ at the parties at our house. And, you know, I just always had that music while we were growing up, especially reggae music, because Jamaican background, right? So
right.
I just always had music in the family. It was just in the blood.
Do you feel now that you know, you're seasoned, you know what I'm saying? You're like
yes.
that good piece of chicken in the back that everybody's trying to get. I want that piece of chicken back there. Now that you're seasoned,
yes.
do you feel it,
yes.
it's easier to do? Do you feel like it's easier
yes.
to do music? Did you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. Sorry, I think there's a bit of a delay. But, yeah, I heard you. Yeah, it's definitely I do get a lot of people calling me up, hitting me up. Hey, I want to do a record with you. Hey, let's do a record. I want to produce a record for you. This and that, you know. So I have records coming at me left, right, and center all the time. People hitting me up like, hey, can you sing on my hook? Can you, you know, so it's fun, though. It's fun because I get to meet a lot of people from around the world. So it's
right.
great. Yeah.
And have you done any beats or produced any music for other people?
Yes. Not sure if you know who Masika is. He's from Jamaica. He's an upcoming artist from Jamaica. He's doing very
right.
well out there right now. I produced two tracks for him. So hopefully they'll get released and you can hear some of my production on his stuff. You know, that would be exciting. and a lot of local artists around here too.
Have anybody from the States hit you up?
I've had a lot of artists, yes, and producers from the States, but I haven't really, no one super major, no one that, you know, probably recognize, you know,
right,
people
right.
are on the
right.
coming, on the come up, yeah, or underground artists, so, trying
yeah,
to get
listen,
to the next
I to
level.
I listen to a lot of underground artists because, you know, I'm one myself, so I listen to a lot of
yes.
underground artists, and I kind of, yeah, nobody else would know. I probably heard of, you know what I'm saying, because I listen
okay.
to some of everything. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yes.
I want to play the first song, Don't Hate, because I've been wanting,
oh,
I don't
yeah.
play the songs. I don't play the songs before when you send them to me, like anybody else sent them to me. I don't listen to them until the show. But I did hear the one that you released, but I heard a little bit of it because I was like, I want to hear it all the way through on the show. So I wanted to play that one, Don't Hate, first. And
okay,
what is that
yeah.
about before I play it?
That one is pretty much about a relationship that I was in. It was a bad relationship. I decided to leave him because I met someone else who was way better. So I'm like, don't hate that, you know, he treats me better than you've ever treated me. You know, I'm happy now. So I found a real man now. So
the way you stress way better. Like, what?
Yeah.
okay.
Exactly.
I feel you, Chris. This is Mo Spence with Don't Hate.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mo Spence. Cypher 1 Entertainment.
Yeah. Where my girl's at?
Where my girl's at? How hard I try, I can never keep you satisfied.
Yeah.
Nobody knows the struggles I've been through because of you.
You.
I'm so sick and I'm so tired. All I wanted was you by my side. But all I got were all them lonely nights and all your lies.
Don't hate the fact that I felt somebody new.
Don't hate.
Don't hate, I wish you all the best, but for your time it's
leave. She can have his tired ass. I got myself a real man now.
No offense or disrespect to you, but you'll never amount to anything he'd do. The way he loves me and takes care of me like a real man should. With you, I was such a fool. Such a but fool. Now I know my worth and there's no sign of you.
Yeah.
Now filled with happy days and ooh, it's like a dream come true.
Yeah.
So hate the fact that
His name is Ram. He works for Cypher One Entertainment out here in Canada. So yeah, he's a producer. He's also a manager. So he's, you know, he's pretty good at what he does. And, you know, I was blessed to actually, he's also an old school producer, as you can hear. He likes to, you know, that old school sound. And I was wanting something like that on my record. So I'm like, please, can I get one of your old school sounds? He's like, here, check this out. As soon as I heard it, I had something for it right away. I had to jump on it.
Right. So, yeah. On your album, do you produce any of the tracks on it?
Yes. I'm going to have an EP coming out in a few months, and I produced two tracks on that so far. There's a total of 6 songs on there, and I have 2 that I produced and wrote.
Okay. Cool.
Yes.
Cool. When you let's talk production because. That's what I do. What do you use?
Sure.
What software do you use? What you working with?
I use FL Studio right now. FL Studio 11. I'm really comfortable with that
okay.
one. I know they have like higher ones now, but the 11 is the one that I love using. So I download a lot of the sounds. I get sound fonts from different websites because I don't really use the actual sounds in FL Studio.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what I use, FL Studio.
And FL is Fruity Loops, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
Fruity
yeah
Loops,
I'm just
yes.
saying it for the people. I already knew what you were talking about. I was just saying it for the people to make sure they know.
Yes.
Because I'm still using Magic. But,
oh, okay.
You know, it's different. Yeah, I've been using Magic for a minute, and I know it so well. But see, I had talked to my cousin. I told him I wanted to switch to Reason. He said, "Man,
right. yes.
you already good where you at. Don't switch because it's gonna take you a while to learn how to do it. You're gonna get frustrated.
So
just stay where you at."
Yeah. That's true. I tried to learn Reason, and I got so frustrated. I was like, I'm going back to FL Studio. I'm going back to Fruity Loops.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's always good to step up like within your FL studio, go up, you know, a little higher and learn the new aspects of the studio, but you still already know the basics.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's always good to do that, and that's what I do. I step up a little bit. I step up in magic, and then, you know, I know the basics from the old magic. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm good. But I've been through every generation there was, and then the new ones too now.
That's amazing. Yeah, because they keep evolving, so you got to evolve with it, you know. That's great.
Yeah, because of technology. That's right.
Definitely, yes.
When you are writing your lyrics, what do you write about? I mean, the subject. I mean, what subjects at hand? I mean, is it everyday life, or is it particular subjects, or how you're feeling? Just tell me some of the subject matter involved in your lyric writing.
It's usually stuff that I've gone through or what I am going through at the time. It's always personal. All my songs, I don't think I've written any song that wasn't personal, that didn't mean something to me. So, yeah, definitely life experiences.
So if I shot at you and said, like, yo, let's do a collab, but I want you to write about a particular subject, could you do it?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
I mean, it wouldn't be nothing hard. It'd just be, I guess, a little challenging because it wouldn't. Well, you could probably base some of the stuff on personal, you know. So,
maybe like my personal opinion on something, or you know, my personal thought of something, because maybe I haven't gone through something that maybe you wanted to talk about. Maybe I haven't gone through it, but I can probably still have something to say about it through my opinion, you know, or got to research as well, you know. You got there's that aspect of it.
Now, have you ever? You sing, but have you ever spit any lines, rapped any lines?
Yeah, I have a few tracks where I actually do spit some bars, you know, but I'm a singer. I think I, you know, should stick to the singing.
Well, you know why I'm asking, because I'm going to have to get you to spit on one of mine.
for real.
Well, you can sing and whatever you feel like, but I mean, I'm sure you can spit something on something.
Yeah, I have. I'm a food trap. For sure, of course.
That's
a challenge. That'd be great.
Okay,
definitely.
Have you, how is your experience in the music industry? Like, if I was a young little kid aspiring to get in, Miss Mo, how do I get in? And what do I need to know to do when I'm in the music industry?
I would just tell them, you know, you have to be true to your craft. That's the first step. You have to love what you do and make music for you. Make music for yourself, and, you know, people will listen. There are people who will love it, people who will hate it. You know what I mean? But I feel like you just got to be true to yourself and believe in yourself. So once you believe in yourself, you will share your talent with people. You know, just get yourself out there. Because if you're just making music just to make music and you're not doing anything about it, you don't know if people will love you or not, right? So you just got to put yourself out there and let the people hear you. Right now, internet is like the most powerful thing you can use. So put your song on YouTube, put your song on SoundCloud, you know, let people hear you. You never know. Just got to believe in yourself. Keep sharing your talent. That's what I would say.
Is it a difference between being in Canada versus, I'm sure you know about United States as far as the music industry goes, or is it the same?
It's getting better now. It was definitely very different back in the day, but nowadays it's getting a bit easier because people are noticing that Toronto has so much talent, Canada in general. So it's getting a lot easier here, but still, America is number one. So you do see a lot of us leaving here and going out there, hitting Atlanta, you know, New York, you know the hot spots. in the States.
Right.
No, but it is getting easier here. It's getting better.
That's good. And that's and
yeah.
It's good that you are surviving and rising to the top amongst the people that do sing in Canada, in
Definitely.
Ontario.
Definitely.
Go
ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. It's you.
Okay, I was actually going to say I do travel a lot, though. I do leave Canada a lot, which has helped as well because I've been able to travel with my talent. I get a lot of appreciation overseas. Actually, I get more appreciation overseas than I do at home. It's just how it is.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. You know.
Where have you been?
But home is
where
the
have
hardest.
You been overseas?
I've gone to Jamaica, gone to Netherlands. I've been around Canada, like out of Toronto area. I'm going to be heading to Africa in a few months if things go well. You know, if everything gets the way it's supposed to be, then yes, I'll be going to Africa in a few months. So I'm excited about that. You know, just, yeah.
That's
but I really
good.
Do love Europe. I do. I love Europe. I can't wait to go back.
Okay, cool. I had to ask,
yeah.
Once you go over to Europe, you're really going to have a blast. They're going to love you over there.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
There's
really excited
greater,
about that.
There's a greater appreciation for music in Europe. For some reason.
That's true.
And time.
That's true.
I think
it has a lot to do with like the substance of the music. People actually appreciate artists who are true. I don't know how to explain it, but you know, when people are making music from their heart, you know, the Europeans can feel that and they just want to hear good music. Substantial music.
Right.
You know, so I guess that helps.
The next song I want to play is it's you came here, and I'm like,
oh yes.
I looked at the title going, you came here. Okay, I don't know. I could almost guess some. Don't hate is really easy to kind of guess, but
right.
You came here. I was like, I ain't got that one. So explain. You came here.
Well, it's about someone who came here to my house because he was picking up a friend of mine. And when I saw him, it was like love at first sight. I was like, oh, my gosh, what? So it's pretty much like love at first sight.
Wow. Yeah, I can't wait to hear
yes.
this. You came here by most fit.
Through that door. Now I know just what it was that I Hey, what's happening? This is Gary Fustin hanging out here with my man, T-A-Z, keeping it live on ATAZP.com.
Mo Spence on ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
I like that song also. A lot of things that you write, like you said, is personal. And
yes,
I'm like, you're like telling your life on, you know, on top of music.
That's true.
Almost everything. So do you feel comfortable with it? Is it easy? I mean, like, okay. On the song, I'm going back to Don't Hate. I guess dude knew you saw, so therefore, when he heard the song, you didn't really care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know what, Mo? I love you. When I see you, I'm going to give you a hug, too. You like the hell with it. No, I don't care. I don't care what that joker thought.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. You know what? For the years I've been talking to you, I only talked to you twice, but then I talked to you through chat. Yeah, you grown now. You said it exactly like the hell is that? I may have had feelings when I was 11 years old writing these songs, but I don't know about.
That's right. I'm grown now.
I'm going to say how I feel now, whether you like it or not. Put an egg in your shoe, Joker, and beat it. That's what you said, yeah. Okay.
Yep, that's right. Exactly.
Ah, did he ever come back on you and say, yo, was this about me? You didn't care, huh?
He did. And I was like, of course, obviously. I told him, of course.
Wow.
And then he's like, well, then he said, well, I hope you guys get married. You know, he's like, well, I wish you all the best. I hope you guys get married. I was like, thank you, but that's not
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I noticed when I used to see you online, you was in a, you was with three other girls in a group, right?
Yes. Yes, definitely. So we actually, what happened was we recorded a track together. So the guy Ram, the one that produced the old school record, Don't Hate, he was managing those other ladies. He was managing them, and he felt like they needed a lead singer in the group, because they were singers, but they didn't have like, I guess they were looking for a powerful singer as well. When he met me, he asked me if I could just do a song with them. So we just did a song. We did one song together, and it was really good. It was really good. And he wanted us to form a group. At the time, I was really excited about it. I was like, yeah, sure, let's get it together. It kind of fell apart because when we tried to get rehearsals in and all these other things, like, it would just, all the ladies couldn't show up at one time. One of the girls was dealing with drugs, another girl, you know, it was just a whole bunch of different personal issues that were happening in the group. So we just decided to dissolve it, you know.
Yeah,
because
I wonder,
you know,
what happened to them.
Yeah, we still have love for each other, but, you know, it just didn't work out.
I figured as much.
Yeah.
There's always somebody that don't want to come on time. There's always.
Exactly.
Always somebody.
Some Negro don't want to
show up. Hey, wait a minute. Don't want to show up for practice, but be there at the concert.
Right, exactly. You know, it was so good.
Really?
Like, it would have been really.
Go on. You can say. I know we're on a delay.
Oh, sorry. No, I was saying it would have been really cool, you know, if we were able to get it going, but. You know, it's just what all these different heads, it was just hard. It was hard to get everybody together at one point. Then there was, like, fights and drama and, you know, so we still show each other love and, you know, support each other. But, yeah, it's just, we just couldn't get it together.
Yeah, that's right. Because y'all had the look and everything. So I've seen the pictures. And I thought y'all would have been things hardly ever work out the way you try to plan them.
That's so true. That is so true. But I do wish all of them all the best. They are still doing their thing. So, you know, all the best to them.
Now, who have you toured with when you do go perform?
We tour on our own, really. I just tour on my own with my band, really, you know. We just go to different venues. Yeah. What we do is we join shows with different artists that are already playing, and then we just get our name added to the shows. That's how we've been really doing it. So, but this time around, I'm gathering some artists from Toronto who I feel are amazing, and we're going to try our best to put on a tour. We're going to be leaving. We're going to go overseas. We're going to go to Europe and Jamaica, some other places, obviously the States, and just tour together. It's going to be about four of us, so myself and three other artists with my band, and we're just going to tour. It's going to be awesome.
How many people are in the band?
There's the drummer, saxophone, bass, guitar, keys, aux keys. Right now there's six, and then trying to get some backup singers as well together. Right now the other artist though that that are coming on the tour with me, like, we're all going to sing backup for each other. That's how we were going to do it, just to keep it close, you know, and,
right,
and less people to worry about. So we were thinking of doing that. But, yeah, six band members.
How did you meet them? How did you hook up with them?
I met the drummer first. It was crazy because he wrote me on my birthday, and he's like, he wrote me on Facebook, and he's like, hey, I really like what you're doing. Your music is great. I would like for you to play at one of my fundraisers, because he's also a coach for sports for kids, and he's putting on a fundraiser so that he could help fund unfortunate kids, like, you know, underprivileged kids, I guess, that can't really pay for sports camp. So we put fundraiser on show for them, and he asked me to perform, and I said, sure, I'll do that. So he's like, well, the catch is you have to play with my band. I'm like, okay, no problem. So we got to rehearsing, and we did the show, and we just all, like, just fell in love with each other. So now, like, you're just my band now. July Soul Band.
That is so good.
Yes.
So do you ever I guess not yet, but I guess in the future you're going to show them or let them listen to some of your production so they can play it. Am I correct in thinking that?
Yes, yes. We've actually started doing that. We're going to be getting in the studio to record two of the tracks that I produced. And we're also going to be working on songs that we produced together as a team.
Right.
So, yes, that's definitely in the making. We started Tuesday. Actually, we had our first session on Tuesday. It was amazing, amazing, amazing. We're trying to get some footage for that, and I'll be posting.
I'm no Negro Damas, but I kind of felt that was going on. Not Nostradamus, but I'm no Negro Damas.
Right?
I was trying to figure that might be going on with the band. I was like, well, I'm thinking that you might, you know, have a track or two that they make a play, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who are you feeling musically? Like, you know, any artist out there that you just like, when they come on, you be like, yeah, that's my song, or, you know, that's my artist. Who are you feeling
musically? Yeah, definitely. Besides, you know, my old school artists like Mary J. and Faith Evans, like, you know, those are my number one. But I would have to say her. She's doing really big things right now. You know, she's super young, but she's just got talent. She's so talented. So I would say her, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, she's doing it right now.
It kind of reminds me of you, right?
Yeah, kind of see myself, you know, I see how much she wants it. I see how amazing she is, you know, and she doesn't have to, like, be naked to show her talent. You know what I mean? She's all about the music.
Right.
Yeah, I love that about
her. It's about the artistry, and that's exactly where it should be.
Exactly. Exactly. So I appreciate that. And it should give young artists hope. Sorry?
Right, go on.
Yeah, like artists like her, it should give other young female artists hope that you don't have to, you know, go through with all the facade of having to take your clothes off to be noticed. You know what I mean? Just sing. Just do your thing. You know, people
sing,
won't catch
rap,
on.
Whatever.
Sing, rap, whatever you do. Yeah.
Deep in love. Yeah. I can almost tell this one, but going to give a synopsis of what this song is about.
Sure. Well, I actually met a producer in Jamaica, and he's like, oh my God, I love your music. I love you. I would love to produce some tracks for you. So he sent me a whole bunch of tracks. And when I heard this beat, I was like, ah. And it kind of went aligned with how I was feeling at the time with the hubby, how I'm feeling about the hubby right now. So I just wrote a song for him. on the beat. The producer, his name is Tansel Music. You'll be hearing more about him for sure. He's producing a lot of artists in Jamaica right now. So the song is called
Deep in Love.
Most best. So deep in love. Yeah.
Girl, seen you from the corner of my eye. Oh, I knew that you would satisfy me.
Yeah.
You got me going, and that's no lie. No. You captivate my psyche.
Yeah.
Why does everything you do make me fall deeper for you? You make me wanna take a chance on you. I think I'm crushing over you. But let me know, cause it takes two. It takes two to make a thing go right, go right.
You can find me on Instagram at mo.spencemusic. You can find me on Twitter at mospencemusic. And you can hit me up on Facebook, which is Monique Spence. It's just my full name. You can also hit me up on YouTube, which is also Monique Spence. So it's, you know, YouTube-Monique Spence. I have my single Butterflies, I guess is going to be the last song of the night, which you'll play, I guess, soon. Butterflies, which is, I just released it. So, and it's doing very well. People love it. People are loving it. And I'm so happy. I'm so excited about this record. We're trying to get it on the radio worldwide. It's playing in Jamaica right now. And we're trying to get it, you know, the States next, Canada, all over Europe. We're going to try to get it everywhere because it's a big one. So you can find Butterflies on all platforms like iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, everywhere, YouTube, everywhere.
I shared it on my page, and one of my friends, she said, I woke up to that song this morning. She loves that song. So I'm just letting you know.
Thank you.
You got a hit on your head. She really loves that song. And I do too.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you.
It's so good to talk to you, Mo. And, you know, we family for
you
real,
too.
For real. We go back like.
From day one.
Like Cracker Jacks. We go back like Cracker Jacks.
Yes.
For real. We've been knowing each other.
I know.
Every single. Well, my face.
I want to say
you was on Music Places too, but I know for sure MySpace. And you, when I tell
yes.
people I knew you from MySpace, they go, "Oh Lord, that's a long time ago."
Yeah, very long time ago. At the time it was crazy because I was like, I was really shy. I didn't really want people to hear my music, but friends of mine were like, "No. You're going on MySpace." So they actually created my MySpace account for me, you know, and they're like, "You're putting your music on there. We don't care what you say," you know, and I'm glad they did because, you know, I met wonderful people like you, you know, so amen to that.
And I'm glad that you're not shy anymore.
That's right.
And I'm glad that, you know, you're expressing yourself the way you want to and the way you feel you
yes.
need to, which is a good thing. And like I said, you're like family
Definitely.
To me, so I love you. Take care and have much fun in what you're getting ready to do. And make sure you keep
you.
On rising to the top.
Yes, thank you. Grammy is next.
I see you on the Grammys, for real.
Yes.
This is Mo Spruce with the song Butterflies. You want to introduce it before I play it?
Sure. This is when the hubby and I just kind of met, and I was like, yes, finally, I found the one. So he's always just giving me butterflies, even up to this day. He's just so wonderful. So the song is for him as well, and, you know, for people who are happy and in love, butterflies.
Congrats on the marriage, too.
Oh, thank you.
This is Mo Spence. Butterflies, ATAZP, baby.
Magical.
powerful. Have you ever seen something so colorful, beautiful? So take me in your arms and make we slow wine. Do the goalie style, baby, bump and grind. You can get it like all the time. Make me feel like the first time. Watch me kill it.
Peace and love. This is Tracy Cruz, and I'm hanging out with Taz right here on Urban Committee Online Radio.